Welcome to See Christ Today. I am Beth Fernie Johnson, pastor at St. Stephen in Sylvania, Ohio, and today we have a guest with us. Eric Johnson is at Threshold and Campus Ministry at the University of Toledo.
Thank you, Pastor Beth. It's great to be here on the podcast. I thought I'd share this morning a story, just an interaction that I had. I was having coffee with one of my students who was sharing with me about something he had experienced the previous weekend. He was at a grocery store and shopping with a friend, and a man came up to them and asked for some money for gas. Apparently, he was stranded and needed to get across town. Now, normally, when this happens to me, my mind starts thinking about how this person's probably not going to use the money for what he's asking it for, that he's going to go buy booze or drugs, or that I'm being scammed in some way. And so whether I have the cash on hand or not, I usually just say that I'm unable to help. I know that doesn't sound very Christ-like, but that's often my default response, if I'm honest. My student shared, however, that there was something different about this guy, that he ended up talking with this man for a few minutes and found out some of the details of his life. This man had suffered a hard life, was basically destitute, didn't have a job, was struggling pretty mightily financially. They prayed together and swapped phone numbers so that my student could check in and see how he was doing, and he felt like God had really showed up in this interaction. And so I asked the student what it is that he felt God was saying to him, and while he struggled to articulate a response, he thought maybe God was saying that he should be thankful for what he had. Now, this is the typical feeling when those of us who come from more privileged suburban backgrounds come into contact with the unjust reality of poverty. And I'm recording this the week of Thanksgiving, and so I'm not saying that we shouldn't be thankful. However, I think God wants us to experience more than just a thankful heart for what we have in the face of those who have not. In the gospel text for this week, Jesus presents this ominous foretelling of his second coming. And without getting into a debate about how that return will happen and whether or not what is detailed in the Left Behind series is accurate or not, what I can say with certainty is that Jesus promises to return. And he says this about his return in Mark 13, starting in verse 32 through 37. But about that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at a cockcrow or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. So what does this text have to do with injustice? I think Jesus wants us to know that whatever our situation is, it's a temporary one. All of this will come to an end, and we will all come before God in the new heaven and new earth, and God's justice will reign forever. There is encouragement for those who struggle under the burden of an unjust world, and admonition to those of us with the means to lessen that burden. Rather than just be thankful for our blessings, God is calling us to recognize that we were blessed so that we might be a blessing. I don't know what the man my student blessed will do with the money he received or if they'll remain in any kind of contact. I also don't know when or how the Lord will return. What I do know is that both are in the hands of God and justice is really up to him. All I am called to do is keep awake and look for the places where God may be at work and discern how I might join God in that work, using the ways God has blessed me to be a blessing to others.
Thank you so much, Eric. And we appreciate you being here and hope you'll become a regular. If you want to think more about what Eric has said about being thankful and about the challenges involved with that, please go to our Facebook page, Seek Christian. I'd also invite you to visit a local church where you can build relationships that will continue to help you grow in faith. With you on the journey, as together we seek Christ, please tune in again next week. Blessings.